Its current state on WKAR, an MSU researcher is part of a team that's been looking at a possible link between vitamin D deficiency and suicide attempts. The research was published this fall in the journal Psychoneuroendocrinology. Current State's Melissa Benmark spoke with Dr. Lena Brunden about the study. She's an associate professor of psychiatry and behavioral medicine at MSU, and they started by getting a handle on what psychoneuroendocrinology is.
That's a field where you look at the connections between psychiatry and, for example, hormones or inflammation in your body. So really the scientists are interested in how hormones and other things can affect your emotions and your behavior.
So that's something that those fields have been sort of separated from each other, right?
Exactly. So for a long time, many people might have seen psychiatric disorders as something separate that's just going on in your mind, having nothing to do with circumstances in your body.
Why did you look at the possible connection between vitamin D and suicide? What gave you the idea to do that?
So I have been researching potential causes of suicidal behavior and ideation for several years. And one of the things that we observed in our patients who did suicide attempts was that they had increased levels of inflammation, both in the blood and in the cerebrospinal fluid, which is the fluid directly surrounding the brain. So that led us to ask ourselves, so what is actually causing this inflammation? And we were thinking vitamin D could be one of these causes.
I think people, when they hear the word inflammation, you know, they think of, for instance, like an inflamed joint that's swollen. But I'm having a hard time, I guess, envisioning what inflammation in the blood or brain fluid manifests itself like.
First of all, we're thinking that inflammation, and we know that inflammation has the potential to affect your neurons, your brain cells, and the substances that are increased in inflammatory conditions, that some of them are called cytokines. They are elevated in the cerebrospinal fluid and they can be produced by brain cells. So you can actually have an ongoing inflammation in your brain. And we think that is affecting how you feel when you are having a psychiatric disorder such as depression or suicidality.
So what did you find in this study?
So first of all, we found that vitamin D deficiency was really common in the suicide attempters. So we had 59 patients who did a suicide attempt, and more than half of them, so almost 60%, had a clear deficiency in vitamin D. And actually as many as 90% of them had insufficient levels, which is when you also include the patients with borderline decreased levels of vitamin D.
Since sunlight is a source of vitamin D, do you see any potential link to things like, you know, seasonal affective disorder, or even just for that matter, the fact that we're indoors so much more than we used to be maybe 100 years ago?
I think so, yeah. So sunlight exposure can definitely help increasing your vitamin D levels. And also if you eat well-composed, nutritious food, so you get a lot of vitamin D from the food. So there might be different causes. You know, if you have depression or suicidality, you might not get enough sunlight and you might not get a nutritious food. And this can all lead to a vicious circle when you have low levels of vitamin D, which then could lead to increased inflammation in your blood, making you feel even worse. So this is how we think that this might happen.
How do people get enough vitamin D, especially if they don't drink milk for whatever reason?
I think, you know, in some situations, the deficiency can be so severe, so you might need to take a vitamin substitution. And I think that's the important message with this paper, that vitamin D levels can be easily checked in the clinic, and both physicians and patients should be aware that this is something that is common in patients with depression and suicidal ideation or behavior. So you can quite easily just check your levels of vitamin D, and your physician can prescribe vitamin substitute, because it can be quite difficult if you're deficient to by yourself, you know, change your sunlight exposure or to change your nutrition. So you might need help with that.
So are you saying that maybe this study would indicate that checking people's vitamin D ought to happen a little more commonly, especially in cases where people seem to be depressed?
Absolutely. I think this is something very important for physicians to keep in mind, that people with depression and suicidality actually can have underlying conditions in your body, such as a vitamin deficiency, which can contribute to how you feel and how you your emotions and your behavior.
Why do you study suicide? Why? I mean, that's got to be a particularly difficult thing to study.
Suicide is a very common cause of death, especially among young, otherwise healthy people, and as many as 40,000 people in our country take their lives each year. So it's a huge problem, and around the world, as many as 1 million people might take their lives by suicide. So it's a huge problem, and the patients, obviously, that also have the ideation or do attempts, even though they don't commit suicide, they are very, very ill. And I think we should put all our efforts in trying to understand what is causing these emotions and this behavior.
So ideation is thoughts of suicide?
Yes, it is. So when you're talking about suicidality, a person can have depressive symptoms, and among the symptoms could be thoughts of death and life not being worth living anymore. And then you can have increasing amounts of thoughts of actively trying to take your life. And there's a gradual increase in the symptoms leading up to the suicide attempt. And physicians need to be aware of all of these gradually increasing symptoms in a depressive patient.
I've read that vitamin D affects physical immune response. It seems to me that depression in some ways is not having enough of a mental immune response to the things that happen in a lifetime. I mean, do you see some kind of a link between mental and emotional immunity and physical immunity?
Well, I think that some patients can definitely be more vulnerable to circumstances. So obviously, suicidality is a complex phenomenon. So it might be when a person that is vulnerable, perhaps through biological reasons such as a vitamin deficiency, such as inflammation or infection, and then they encounter really hard times in life. So it might be several circumstances happening at the same time. And then in a person who is vulnerable, just as you say, maybe for genetic reason or reasons we haven't fully understood yet, then these suicidal symptoms might happen.
It must have been kind of an interesting feeling when you got the results back from the study that, I mean, you know, these things are very, very complicated to try to take apart. And yet there's this fairly straightforward, fairly testable thing that you can at least make sure is okay. I mean, did you have kind of what was your reaction when that came back? Because it does seem like such a practical kind of thing, but maybe one that we haven't thought of when dealing with depressed people.
I felt, actually, this is how I felt. I felt happy to find this because, just as you say, this is something that is easily testable. This is something that we can quite easily treat, and we can check again after treatment to make sure the levels are up to the clinically recommended level again. So if this is something that really contributes to psychiatric patients having suicidal and depressive symptoms, it's a very good finding, so to speak, because this is easily treatable.
Dr. Lena Brunnen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Melissa Benmark.